Greetings.
All right, greetings. This is James Gillen with Edge Race Talk Radio and East City Stargate. And we're also hanging out with Tyler and Aaron. And what's your journey to truth?
Come on, James. You've been on a show twice now.
Yeah. So this is like a major fest here of enlightened beings. And I'm sandwiched between these two beautiful women here. So we've got Ben and Rob on as the bookends. And yeah, Rachel Ferris and Kate Buckley with Kate Awakening. And we're going to talk about what this weekend. We had this amazing conference here. And you can still check into it. We're going to be setting things up so people can still go on and see all these speakers. The lineup was just, you know, everybody, every speaker just hit it out of the park. And everybody was here, had a great time, but there was so much other things that happened here, just with all of us coming together and the paranormal stuff and the UFOs and we can go on and on, but you know, there's just so many things happened here. But what I want to do is just, maybe we can start with the women. You can talk about your experiences here, whichever you want to go, Kate, and talk about some of the things you experienced while you're here.
Yeah, so before I got here, friends that had been here before warned me, they're like, you're going to see so much activity in the sky, you're going to see so many crafts that it's just going to be boring at some point. Not boring, but you're just going to be like, oh, there's another one. And that was the first night, like maybe an hour into the first night, it was just like so common. I got my hair grabbed the other day. I got two yanks like that while I was walking around the trail. I got my butt touched when I was bent over and there was nobody behind me.
Bigfoot gooster.
Yeah. But other than that, just the experience of being around all of these people who are enlightened and beautiful and such great energy, and you can be yourself and you can talk about crazy things and your experiences and not feel weird. That's been my favorite part.
You had some amazing experiences too as well. And she sang some beautiful songs, and we were out making up songs in the Field of Dreams last night about Bigfoot droppings. So they were pretty last night. Somebody recorded them. I hope they burned those recordings.
Yeah.
Mark had a great time.
Who did?
Mark. Mark.
I hope they don't show up on YouTube, but they were hilarious.
Yeah, we would rather package it first and really make a good marketing campaign before we release
it.
Yeah, I missed a couple notes talking about Bigfoot shards. Would you guys call them shards?
Shards.
It's a T, not a D. I learned that last
That's amazing.
So, it's been an incredible experience, not to mention, well, apart from the Bigfoot stuff, but like the size and... obviously, when Tyler and I were out in the special area, what's it called up there?
The Pleiadian Circle.
The Pleiadian Circle area.
Yeah.
And Ben caught us on film. It was kind of like a being ran up Tyler's back. And it was, if you look at the video, it's kind of unbelievable. But
it almost looks like an orb. Well, there were some bugs flying around, but then this looked like this orb thing.
Huge orb went right through him, right through his neck. It
looked like So that was kind of wild, but... I mean, overall, when you're around all of these people, it's one thing when you're home by yourself and you feel like you've worked through everything, but you get around a bunch of other people who are also very high vibrational, and it really helps sharpen you, and you see areas where you might need to still improve. Like, wait a second, was that thought me, or was that like my reptilian side? And you start to really notice little things that around all of these amazing people that you still want to tweak and work on and become a better person. Not to mention, it's almost like you're off planet when you're here. Like, I'm totally oblivious to what's going on in Florida. Like, my house could have blown away and I have no idea. I'll find out when I get back, but it's really, really nice to just kind of escape. And it does feel like we're in a different dimension here, literally. And it's a wonderful place. I feel so blessed to have been able to come. Thank you guys for having me. And then, of course, wrestling with Bigfoot in the mud. Well, that was probably my highlight.
That was James.
Oh, it was James. He dressed up.
That's Bigfoot.
You little sneaker.
He dressed down.
Dressed down.
That would be dressing up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. It's been a really amazing experience. This is our second time coming back here, and just phenomenal. It was so fascinating because someone was asking me, or actually, I think it was Tyler was kind of asking me what I was experiencing last year, and I was just kind of telling him my experience, and I literally said, yeah, I got this confirmation because as I was talking and I was pointing to the mountain about ready to say, right then a light came on the mountain. And right when I was about ready to say that, literally a light came on the mountain. It was just kind of like this double confirmation that, being here is a really almost like a divine experience. Like, you can't really experience too much elsewhere. I mean, there's other areas that are really amazing, but what you have and what you created is just really phenomenal. And, we're all kind of like going, we actually took a trip to the mountain the other day and with John Vivanco. And as we were walking through, there was this beautiful stream that we came across. Mm-hmm. And there was beautiful flowers, all different colors. It seriously felt like we were in a different dimension because everything, the forest area is all burned. So when we approached that area, we were just really surprised to see how beautiful.
I looked everywhere for Bilbo Baggins and couldn't find him.
Yeah.
That's how weird that area was. It was
it was
all burnt dead trees. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like the Shire.
It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. It was really beautiful.
And there's two things I wanted to cover though.
Yeah.
One, you had a multi-dimensional experience last time, but you saw a whole nother world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And two, being up there, can you imagine any vehicle whatsoever getting up into that area?
Because
the things we're filming on the mountain are past the logs where it's all burned out and the trees are down. And it's impassable.
Well, and that's why we wanted to go up there and actually see ourselves how far you can go and what you can do.
Yeah.
So there are paths that you can, people can climb the mountain, but the middle area you cannot climb because it's just solid rock. And there's it's actually illegal to climb that. It's too steep. And we're seeing these lights at 2, 3 a.m. There's no way that's
consistently night after night. Night, right? It's not like there's.
And they're super bright. They go
very
from
bright.
Dim and it's super bright. Right. And then they go back and then sometimes they move. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the signs there, it says wilderness area, no vehicles, nothing beyond.
Yeah, because you can only park. You can only park. We actually, it took us, we were probably walking to that area for nearly an hour.
At least. It was more than that.
Yeah. Probably maybe even more. And so, once you get to that area, it's just really dense. And then you can see the mountain really closely, but you can see the area where we're seeing the lights. And there's no way that anyone can climb in that area at all. But like I said, there are paths, but it's on the right side of the mountain, and John was even explaining where the paths are.
Yeah, it's on the eastern side, the eastern slope. And we're looking at the southern slope where all the lights are.
Exactly. So that was really fascinating. And then there's always like this right side of the mountain where we're seeing the lights, same thing. It's like, oh, there's no path there, So what are these lights coming from? And John was even saying that he set up a camera overnight to record the lights. The camera didn't get anything.
Yeah.
But then you guys, you said you were seeing the lights at the same time.
Yeah.
So he said there's something very particular going on that is otherworldly, and that's what we're all experiencing too. It really seems like in other dimensions, there's multiple layers of worlds going on here in this area.
And there's two things we get. One, we did an expedition up there. We had all the night vision gear, all the gear aimed at the mountain. Nothing happened. We saw nothing. We called back to the ranch and they said the whole mountain's lit up like a Christmas tree.
Wow.
So they choose who sees them. I think the ranch frequency is on the same frequency of the lights that are appearing up there so we can see them, but not anybody else would go up there, they probably might not see anything. And that was one of the really bizarre things. But we also had Rob Freeman come up with his gear, and he had the top military infrared night vision. He had everything, just unbelievable equipment. He's got $150,000 worth of equipment that he's using.
And he said that he cannot explain what is going on up there. He said there's no heat signature, there's no bodies connected to it.
So in other words, like if there was somebody lighting, having the light, you would see the heat signature from the body.
You would see the body, it would be black, you know,
or the heat signature from the light too, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's
yeah.
on heat.
That's true. And the light is not, there's no heat, but the light is starlight. It's not. And it's moving all over the mountain in treacherous areas. There's nobody could even climb that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be some kind of an anti-gravity levitation thing going on there because there's no other way to explain it.
And maybe during the day, but at night, especially like
or even two, during the day,
2 a.m. I mean,
you see these little lights moving, they just follow each other and they go up over the mountain, come back down, and you just go, there's no way anybody could hike that fast. Some of the footage we have
that's true.
Over that terrain.
Well,
that
it's like
rain. It's just
what I saw last year was this, especially as I was describing it, was the biggest light I've ever seen on the mountain. And
yeah.
It looked like it just moved up like so high on the mountain and so fast.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no way that someone climbed.
And that's
it.
The 13 to 14 miles away. So how wide would you say that light was and the candle power?
I don't even know.
It's unimaginable.
It was really
it's like
yeah.
Half
I mean,
mile,
it would be like a spotlight. Like that's how bright it really is.
Yeah,
like
massive spotlight.
Not
but
like
you look at the how far that light. You look 14 miles away, and how much land that's covering that light
mm-hmm.
coming at you.
That's true.
And you see the trees, the little pinheads, you know, and you see how much area that light is covering. That's a massive light.
Yeah,
you know, that's up there.
Your turn.
Oh, yeah. As kind of Ben said, this is our second year coming to a city, and every year it's magical. Last year, there were a few really interesting... I mean, I was totally blown away by the mountain. I wasn't even expecting that. I have no idea what to expect when I came here. So just the lights on the mountain, like as soon as I arrived, I was like, what is that? And then everyone laughed at me. And they were like, just keep watching. But last year, there were a couple of crazy things, like I remember a couple of lights appearing on the mountain and me looking at the lights and then picking up the night vision goggles. And there were 20 lights between those lights and the night vision, but not when you took them down. It was just when you pulled them up. And it was bizarre. Like, what was that? Like, was it a gigantic craft? Like, I don't know, but whatever was in the night vision was picking up more lights on the mountain than you could see with your naked eye. And it was just, it was really interesting. Another this year, I think one of the craziest things that happened was the day that Ben and I got here. It was a few days before everyone else. And the power-ups in the sky were the brightest things I've ever seen. It was literally like lightning. They were so bright. Like they were, it was like these pulsating lights, like way brighter than any of the other craft that I've seen even since being here. And it was like James, Ben and I were all talking about it, and he was like, man, like they were extra powerful that night, whatever it was. You know? And then just the other night, it was like two nights ago, I think, James and I were both really tired, and we were standing in the middle of the field. There's no one out there. And we were kind of both talking about going in to sleep. And then James was like, yeah, maybe I'll just get horizontal for a few minutes. And I was like, yeah, I will too. And I'll point him out, James, and you'll video. So I had the night goggles and a laser, and literally within a 10-minute period, 20 craft showed up. And then it was like 40 craft. Yeah. It was like more than I'd seen nearly the entire time I've been here. And I kept lasering them, and James kept shooting them. And it was like they were triangulating. They were doing all of this weird stuff. They were crisscrossing. And we were just like, what the heck is going on? Like, it was so weird, you know? Well, you know, I don't know if you guys were out there last night, we heard this really crazy growl.
I heard that.
I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up because no one knew what it was. It was really, it was me and the trees.
We also heard the coyotes. We heard the coyotes would go off and then something else would go off, hit the coyotes much deeper. And then, and people were hearing the fake owl hoots, you know, because when he hoots, they inhale when they talk. So it was going, hoot, hoot. Like this, it was really bad impression. and then they do the whoop. They go whoop whoop. People were hearing that as well. So a lot of activity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's let's ask these guys about their experience. We've got Journey to Truth Boys on here.
Well, first of all, I'm jealous that I'm not still there. It was really hard to leave. When you're around so many beautiful people and just your whole family and everything you've been talking about, it really is difficult to leave and go back to the airport and put a mask on and just step back into that matrix. It's just makes you appreciate really what's going on there. And so many experiences, like Ben touched on when we were out there with Rachel and Ben, and that thing hit me in the back. It almost felt like I got nudged a little bit. But we also saw like a red flash in the tree, Rachel and I, and simultaneously, Ben didn't see it, but he was like, guys, there's a presence here right now. I can feel it.
Yeah. And
Ben left out the best part of the whole thing when he was getting channeled messages from Sasquatch, and he was relaying information to us about like the history of the earth, like some type of god or something.
He just so happened to forget that while he was sharing. Because that happens to him. He'll be like, I'm in the bathroom right now. I'm getting channeled messages about how old this bathroom is.
But I was also, when I was at the hall one night, I was poked in the neck. I was tapped on the shoulders. We went out that night to that corner. Something was immediately thrown at us. I seem to have a lot of Sasquatch-related activity every time I go out there. I mean, I don't even have to touch on the craft in the sky. You guys did that. On top of that, it's just a transformational trip in general. If you're out there and you have unhealed traumas or anything, everything comes to the surface and you're purging. A lot of times people are crying, but it's so healing. You go home and it's like a reset, and you just have this whole new outlook on life, and you just have this drive again. So it's so crucial, I think, that everybody get out there, for one, just to see this stuff, and for two, just for your own self-development.
You know, the other thing we forgot too is that sweet smell.
Yeah.
Tyler, you want to keep talking?
So along with the smell, I think there was almost a temperature change. It felt like it got warmer, but there was this smell that we couldn't put our finger on. And it was, I don't know about you guys, but it was like making the hair stand up on my body. I just couldn't figure out what it was or where it was coming from. And then it would come and go. It was the same time, right around the same time we saw that red, or it was actually whenever you were getting the messages.
Yeah.
And when we saw
the red orange. It was all at the same time. And the smell it wasn't like a flowery smell. It was really hard to describe.
Yeah, I know when Mary appears, the whole room will fill with roses. You'll smell the roses. I know Yogananda with gardenias. People smell gardenias. I've seen that happen before, so. It's probably associated with the beans, their favorite scent or something.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
It was very soft. It was almost herbal, just a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah, it was hard to describe.
It might have been Native American, some medicinal or something.
I don't know. But that whole night was by accident. I was supposed to go to bed and I was walking the path of intention. And I just had to stop. I was like, I can't go to sleep yet. This is so blissful. It was so amazing out there. And I was by myself. And Ben said, where are you at? He texted me. I said, I'm out by the field. He's like, I'm coming. So we ended up going on a whole like night investigation. And it was the last night I was there. And it was probably one of the best nights as far as activity.
Yeah. Normally I'd be asleep, but finally my presentation and singing was done. And I was like, all right, I want to experience something. So I'm glad you remembered that red thing. That was pretty wild.
How did you forget it?
Because Jermaine Chavez saw so many red lights while he was here that it all faded into the background.
Oh, man. You guys have been missing some of his lives.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great. Aaron, tell him how it was for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't experience anything crazy like you guys. Well, other than the lights in the sky, which everyone sees, and on the mountain, and I think I saw a few orbs out around with my naked eye, which was cool.
Well, I think you are one of them, because you just dematerialize and disappear. I think you are one of those orbs.
Yeah, I seek it out.
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of making a shirt that just says, where's Ben? I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, walk on the those little tags, the little beepers.
Yeah.
He has to carry it in his pocket.
But no, with me, and this happened last year where I mean, last year was my first year at East Eddy, and I'd been wanting to go for a few years, and that was the first year I was able to. And it was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had in my life, and I didn't want to leave last year. And same thing this year. It was just, you know, it's funny, like I didn't realize I was kind of like stuck in like a kind of a low vibrational place, sort of, so to speak, for a while. And then once I got to East Eddy, like I realized, like, oh my gosh, like all this stuff came up, and it was amazing. And I realized, like, I'd kind of been living in this rut for a while, and yeah. And then I had a big major wound that I didn't even know was there come up during East Eddy, and I'm pretty sure I healed it, and yeah, it was a pretty amazing experience, and I feel like I've grown so much just over the past weekend from being there, and I made some more beautiful connections, and yeah, like Tyler said, it's just like a massive reset, and it's just like it kind of like
it transforms
you. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. And there's, I can't even explain it beyond that. And I feel like lighter and freer now, like after last weekend. That's, mm-hmm. that's the best way I can explain it. And
I laughed so hard. And I go, okay, I'm done laughing. And she puts another meme up there. And I'm laughing again. If you hear somebody in the background with this hellacious laugh, that's me. You know? I go, okay, I'm done now. I got control. All of a sudden, another guy, just like, geez, it was hilarious. But everybody kept, I don't know, the field, everybody going, why am I laughing so much? That was the one common thing I kept hearing everybody saying, is I've never laughed so much. And you know, I saw a bunch of, like, grandmothers all together, and they were just laughing so hard. And they're just talking back and forth and saying some things were semi-funny, but they couldn't figure out why it was so funny and why they were laughing so hard. And it's the energy of the land that seems to bring that out. It makes everybody a bit goofy.
I noticed that whenever we were all out laughing on the Skywatch field, it seemed like we had the most activity when we were just having fun. It's when you go out and look really hard and get serious about it, it's kind of like a lackluster experience. You're like, you know, that was okay. But when you're just having fun living in that moment is when everything happens.
That's exactly what happens here. People come up and they have these rigid agendas, and it's all about the one guy running the event, you know, and you got to do this and you got to do this. And they trap you in the intellect, and because you have to stay in the mind and do all these things and protocols and everything else. If you go out there and just start cracking bad jokes and laughing and everything else, they ships come. They love that.
Everything.
And the spirits come and everything, yeah. But
that's why they love you so much. Like, every time we take a picture of James or anything, there's just, like, everything happens around James. Like, everything rotates around him. And I think it's just because he's always cracking jokes and always with the laugh. It's just...
Well, yeah, James is either playing basketball, yielding a lightsaber, or throwing axes.
The lightsaber is like the most beautiful vision I've ever seen in my life. He was so good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's really weird. I try to teach people to use the force here. It's kind of funny, but like I'll grab a frisbee and I'll be at the other end of the field, and I go in the basketball hoop, you know, and I go throw it and just boom right in the basketball hoop. And then I kicked one, and then I told Maria, I go, Maria, just kick it. She's played soccer with the ball. I go, just kick it, you'll make it. She goes, I'll never make it. I go, just kick it. It'll go in, I guarantee it. So she kicks it, and it goes up, and it hits a tree, and bounces back, and swishes. You know? I got it on film, huh? It's hilarious. It's like, it's hilarious how things happen here. And you just relax. And there is a force. I tell people there is a force, and when you get aligned with it, you relax. Crazy things happen here. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, 100%.
You're the host, James. You're not.
We got nothing left. Like, next question.
Let's play some footage of some of the events that happened. So I think Ivan here can cue it up, and I think we can talk about what we're seeing. Let's see.
Oh, cool.
I can't focus in on it though. Wow, that was weird. I focused in on this one and it turned into like a six-sided.
Oh, there's two crossing each other. Five. There's five lights on the mountain right now.
Yeah, there's five lights.
No.
That's a crap.
Don't aim at it. Something just shot underneath it. Which one? Oh, yeah. I got both of them. Watch, one's going to flash. The one on the right's probably going to flash. Look. See him?
Above your head.
They're crossing.
There's
two. Wow, look at the aura on that one. That one's it's powering up, you guys. Woo, total power up. We got it. Nice. Woo-hoo. Oh, man, look at that. That's massive.
Yeah, there's a few more. But that's just the short screen just to show some of the people what was going on. But we had crazy orb activity. Light shifts that people got photographs of, light spheres going cutting across the field, these green light spheres. There is so much. There's so many photos that were taken, and we're going to put a big collage and we'll have it on the Stargate. We'll share it with you guys as well. But great, just unbelievable stuff that we got actually caught on camera.
Yeah, and we got a bunch of stuff too that we can make a whole episode out of, because it's just so much that we got.
I've been so lazy here, just taking everything in. I haven't taken really any pictures or videos. I'm just like, I just want to experience it. I know I'll go home sad that I didn't have that footage, but I'll just steal yours. It's fine.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, we share here. It's funny, we have people all the time come up here and, you know, when you come up, you sign a waiver that you'll share your footage if you get it.
Oh, that's sweet.
And so it's for public acclamation. It's for everybody. Yeah. And we make it very clear. And as soon as people get something, they go, mine, I'm copywriting it. I'm going to make $1 million. And I go, guess what? Yeah. You're not going to make $1 million. If that were true, I would be a millionaire.
They're going to cut you out of any show. They're just going to show your hand.
Yeah, exactly. good luck. Go on Ancient Aliens. So, yeah. Show your footage and your finger.
We'll show your
on
foot.
Camera. That's about it. That's it.
Yeah, it's good advice to make sure you bring an updated cell phone when you come here, because mine was too old to capture any of this goodness. The technology was like dinosaur.
Yeah, we've got, I noticed those, the Galaxies. Samsung. Yeah, Samsung. Those are amazing. They get great photographs here and really detailed photographs of paranormal things as well. So there's other cameras.
Yeah.
This message was not paid for by Samsung.
Unless Samsung wants to make a donation.
Unless they want to.
Yeah, we have white phosphorus third gen night vision attached to the camera, Sony 550. And this is not a Sony 550 commercial. This is a way for Sony to give us some better equipment like that. What's that one? The latest camera that's super night vision. I can't remember what it is.
Yes, donations.
PV something. But anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
Fun with that. But we are going to be investing in some better equipment. And so we can actually get, with the night vision, you just get a white or a green dot going by, powering up and things like that. So we have some new equipment we're going to be investing in, so we can get full color spectrum, you know, and 4K detail, so we can really see what's happening.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah, that would be the Sony A7 III.
Yeah, Sony D7 III. If anybody has one in their closet they want to get rid of, you know where to send it. And Sony, if you're listening.
Yeah. You can make a donation.
Yeah. You too.
To the James Gilliland Foundation of UFOs.
But, you know, the really magical thing about being out there also is like the energy is like almost gets you high in a way. You kind of feel buzzed. But I don't know about you guys, but I come from a background, you know, I like to drink and, you know, use substances. And that was the only way I knew how to have fun. And you come out to a place like this and everybody's feeding off each other's energy. And
you don't even want any of that.
You don't even think about that stuff. And you're almost so taken back, because the first time I went there, it's like, wow, this is even a reality. This is possible. And it just goes to show you how far we've been removed from our natural ability to just create this amazing energy that we can all feel and just gain from each other. So that's part of the reason being out there is so just incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, you just make genuine connections with people on a soul level that you just, it's so rare in the world we live in these days to have that. And then you come to East Eddy and it's like almost everyone there, you just instantly feel this deep connection with, and you can, you know, and it's just, everyone loves each other and it's like supportive and caring. And it's like the most beautiful experience ever. And you make these like lifelong lasting friendships and connections with people.
Basically, we all turn into Ben Chastain and have a deep conversation with every single person that we pass.
Yeah, like when you go to the restroom, it's like you're having these deep conversations with people that you would never have. No, I mean, like, because we're all...
Wait, she's being serious, everyone.
There's a big lobby area in the restroom area. And, you know, girls are at the washing your hands. You talk about, you know, you brush your hair. There's some of the things that happen in the bathroom.
I don't want to know, Rachel.
I think we had a female.
Go through the list, please. I'm not sure. Yeah, there's a whole list, but the point is.
Number two got.
Oh my goodness,
number two.
No, you're talking about the number two, the second conversation.
Yeah, yeah, but really, you realize how disconnected we are from community. Mm-hmm. And that we are communal beings. We are designed and made to interact with other people in our tribe and to be connected and to have these intimate conversations. Like even something that you had an epiphany spiritually where you realized, oh, what the church was teaching me is not quite resonating with me. You talk to someone in passing, they had a similar revelation on their own independently, and it actually validates and helps confirm what your experience was, and that you received the same divine message from the universe or God or whatever you believe it came from. So it's these interactions that with Facebook, social media, and all of this, we really don't get that. And it's a good reminder of how important connecting in person, you know, face-to-face really is, and the energy of others, it's cutting that off, and we need that.
Yeah, I think that's the amazing thing here is just the people that come here, you know, really connecting and experience that and are experiencing that, and then how everyone is having this experience at the same time. So it's not just, you know, a couple people here and there. It's like we're all seeing what's happening. We're all having this. And, you know, it's like, James, you were telling a story about the guy who came here, didn't really believe in anything, and got hurt and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you tell that story?
Well, he was a scientist, and he was a school principal, and I think he was Mormon. I'm not sure, or Jehovah's. He's some major religion. And his sisters brought him here, and he calls his sisters the woo-woo sisters, you know? Because, they brought me here, you know? So he's sitting out in the field. First thing happens, a giant triangle ship flies right over him, and he cannot explain that.
Really?
And then we clicked on the night vision and the spotlight, and he saw the orbs flying around everywhere, going through trees and the ground and up, and that pushed him further over the edge, you know? And then he just saw all these ships in the air doing crazy things, and couldn't wrap his head around it. But he just had a motorcycle accident, and he broke his wrist really bad. And so I told him when I left to go inside, I said, you know, if you have the right intent and you're serious, you can actually put your hand up and ask them, you know, put your hand down, ask them for help, ask them if they'll help you heal your wrist.
And so he goes, yeah, well, it can't hurt, you know. And he was sitting out there and he put his hand out, and then he fell asleep in the chair. And he woke up in the morning and he had no pain. He was moving his hand around. He said, I have no pain whatsoever. This is crazy. And so he went to the doctor and they x-rayed it, and they go, doesn't look like you ever broke it. And they cut the cast off and he was fine. So
this place will make you a believer, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I always tell people, a lot of these things, the spontaneous healings happen here. I don't take credit for them, and I don't take blame if they don't. Between you, this is just a place where you and Creator can have an experience and to have some amazing things happen, but it's between you and Creator what happens.
Yeah, it really is. That's what makes this place so special, I think, is because I think everyone always puts, you know, UFOs and all of that stuff into this UFO bucket, and then you put spiritual and spiritual experiences into this completely different bucket, and they don't, out in society, in mainstream society, those two aren't the same thing. But when you start talking to experiencers, actually they are. When you start talking to people who have seen orbs, it's a very spiritual experience. And this is the only place really that I've seen where it's like that encapsulates that whole thing and presents it as one thing. All of those experiences are a very personal thing, and it actually helps connect people who are very science minded with, I think, the spiritual parts of themselves that they didn't know existed, or were brainwashed into thinking weren't there. And it's an incredible bridge to really otherworldly experiences that just isn't anywhere else.
You know, having Jen here and Brian with doing the Lakota tradition and singing.
They were awesome.
And then having her on the panel and talking about, I mean, they know what's going on. It's part of their tradition, and they know about the Star Nations, and they know it's a spiritual thing, and it's a respectful thing. And having them bring that consciousness and energy and the sacred songs and the drumming, I thought that was so important, because that's what's missing. One is the divine feminine and the children and listening to them. And also, it's not nuts and bolts, folks. It's so far beyond nuts and bolts. So you want to go down that avenue where it's nuts and bolts or Nazi back engineering or all the other stuff. Just, it exists. It's there, but it's
not the whole story.
Yeah, it's just a little piece of the pie.
It feels like the crafts here play with you. Like they know when you want to, you know, it's definitely not just something that's technical. There is a consciousness to what you're looking at.
And some aren't physical. Some are pure energy. Some are magnetized light chips, and some are Merkaba chips, you know. And the orbs are these beings projecting their consciousness coming down. They're hanging out with us.
Yeah.
And the animal spirits. And the orbs have everything in them. Animal spirits, human spirits, masters, ETs, everything. I'm seeing elven beings inside these orbs, you know, when you blow them up. So they're just higher dimensional beings without body. And they can, we have an orb right on our chest. We can send it out with 360 degrees and view other dimensions with it. You know, we all have that ability.
Yeah. One of the coolest things I saw was, some of the white, I don't know if they're orbs or craft, but in broad daylight, about as high as the treetops, there was three people laying down doing some type of yoga or stretching, and one of them noticed it. And we started looking, there was a bunch of them in the middle of the day, but they would never catch your eye unless you knew to look for them. And it was so amazing. They're probably there all the time. We're not paying attention. And they were about the size of a ping pong. And they just had a mind of their own, and they were just flying around in the sky.
I saw those. That was amazing.
Yeah, he was with me.
Yeah.
It was just, we all wait for night to have the experiences, but they're all day long if you're looking, if you're paying attention.
Yeah, we're going to get some, a woman saw, I'm trying to remember her name. Actually, she's a friend of yours.
Elaine,
yeah.
Yeah, it was Elaine, yeah.
They were laying on the ground out there during the day, and they said they saw a whole fleet of ships come over, and there were several of them just laying on the grass looking up, and they asked me, do you see a lot of daylight footage, you know, do you have any footage? And we do. When Peter Slattery comes out, he gets a lot of daylight footage. But I said, during the day, I have a shovel in my hand or a postal digger or a paintbrush or something else, you know, or fixing
lightsaber.
You know, that's actually
definitely one of the things that changed, well, not changed, but was different for me this year is I actually did see a craft during the day. So at one point I was outside and I just happened to look over at the mountain and I saw this craft to the left of the mountain and just slowly going over. And then it just went up like this over the mountain and then it just kind of disappeared. And, you know, I've watched for the last week planes go by.
Yeah.
And every time they go by, where they're going and how they're going.
They go to the same flight path every time.
And they
don't know exactly which one.
They don't go where they did at all. Yeah. And it was nearly identical to the UFO experience I had in Washington, D.C. when I was there. So I used to live in Washington, D.C. I had an apartment on the 8th floor of the highest hill in D.C. And from that hill, you can see all of D.C. and out above, like, Virginia, like the Arlington Cemetery over there, there was craft over there, and then they just totally disappeared, and I was like, is anyone else see that? Like what? But in DC, they actually have tons of UFO sightings, so it's not that surprising. But it was actually really similar in nature to that.
But they have strobes and running lights on them. They're really obvious, and you used to hear them too.
The planes are really easy to distinguish. Yeah.
Well, and then during our live. The first day we were here on Tuesday. We were interviewing James, and then all of a sudden people were noticing that there was like two. It looked almost like a glitch. It was like a UFO that shot, and then a shot.
Like stop right over his head and then take off, and then the next one stops right over his head and takes off.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Yeah, so, and like you could say those were bugs, but if you keep looking, like they're not.
But it happened at the exact same time.
Right.
Like I thought it was a jump in the thing, but then I realized we're fine. We're talking normally. There's no pause or jump with us. It was just that what happened. So,
but that happens almost always when we have. Right now we've had crews up here filming, and every time you look in the background, you know, and
something going on.
Yeah, contact has begun too, and then in the uncontrolled narrative, you know, stand out there and ships are going. Jimmy Church was out there and the ships are flying behind him. It's pretty hilarious. There's a whole lot of footage like that.
Wow. It's pretty
amazing. What's interesting about looking at the footage as opposed to being there is, you know, we watch footage all day long. Like a UFO could land in my front yard and I could take a video of it and everyone will still debunk it because nobody believes what they're seeing. But when you're out there, there's an energetic exchange that's going on too, that's very subtle, but you feel it, and it's just an amazing. It's not how you would imagine seeing a UFO or a craft in the sky. It's just there's a lot more to it, and that's why it's so. That's why I urge everybody to get out there and experience it for themselves, because it's just no way you can ever comprehend that or replicate that just from watching a video. And Brian, who the drummer you had, he was telling an experience. He was trying to communicate with one of the craft, and he got a message back, and they said, "Why are you trying to talk to us?" And he's like, "Because I'm trying to communicate with ETs." They said, "No, why are you trying to talk to us when you're not even talking to your relatives around you?" And that was like the biggest message of the whole weekend when he said that.
It's a big one.
It's so true. And when they said relatives, they didn't just mean people. They meant the trees and the insects and everything around us, just life in general. We are always looking for that external savior. We always want it to be somewhere else.
Fantastical experience, but it's like.
But we're not, are we doing? We're not connecting with our relatives, our brothers and sisters. Talk to the trees, insects, whatever. It's all part of it.
We need to connect to our inner Aaron.
Yeah, exactly.
The Bigfoot will come down.
Inner Bigfoot.
And he'll have an herb in his hand. And he'll come down and show himself, and he'll have an herb in his hand, and he'll drop it or set it down and walk away. And it's usually what that person needs or what the tribe needs or whatever at the time, because something else is going on. But it's amazing. A lot of people have been healed by just, you know, there's some Lakota elders. Jim is one of them, and he makes Bigfoot formulas. They tell him how to mix these formulas. He goes into meditation, and he does ceremony, and then Bigfoot tells him what this person needs to heal, and he mixes these formulas up and have an amazing success with that.
That happened with Elizabeth, Ben, remember when we were out there and we heard that flute? And it, yeah. And it was a girl playing the flute app on her phone. We couldn't figure out what the noise was. But she was doing her own communication with the Sasquatch. And she was like so emotional when we saw her, and she was explaining to us that she was getting visions from the Sasquatch of some plant that she was supposed to research. And she didn't know what it meant, but it, what you just said, James, lines up perfectly with that. So that's really interesting.
She was having that experience as we were having ours at the exact same time, because we heard her playing the flutes, you know, as we were experiencing all of this.
You mean playing her phone?
Flute app on her phone.
Oh, it was a flute app? I thought she was actually
it was a flute app.
It was a flute app, yeah, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. James plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, they needed James to come over there and...
Type it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, though. You can... We had two brothers here. They're twin brothers, very big guys. And these guys are solid, you know, very brave, solid guys. And Bigfoot appeared to them. They were kind of an emotional wreck afterwards, because they said there was such an exchange of consciousness and energy and love, and the spiritual, it was overwhelming for them. It took them a couple of days to process it.
Wow.
And the exchange of energy that went between them. And, you know, people, these are not dumb apes.
No, they're not at all.
That's what everybody's trying to say. They're gigantic. Because they have all these names for them. But they... The scientists come up here and they put all the cucumbers and peanut butter and apples out for them and everything. And they have all their gear set up to catch them, infrared, trip switches, cameras, everything. And they come and they get the food every time, and the scientists have nothing. So if these are really stupid apes, they're a hell of a lot smarter than the scientists, because they outwit them every time.
Well, yeah. And that's what I experienced. I couldn't really understand how he was traveling, but... When I was like really felt like there was some kind of communication, it was like here and then there, and then here and then there. And I couldn't explain how this was happening necessarily. I was like, all I can figure out is some kind of interdimensional travel, but that's really about it.
Yeah, it's been holding up great. This is amazing. We had so much interference. It was insane during the conference. The AI,
I lost hearing when I was giving my presentation halfway through. James said to me right before I went on, he's like, just so you know, a lot of the speakers have been getting some kind of, you know, physical things happening to them while they're giving their presentation. And halfway through my presentation, I lost hearing completely in my right ear. And then a half hour after I was done, it came back.
Yeah.
Weird.
And those are played in downloads, right? It's almost like your inner ear opens, goes like this. And all of a sudden you go, whoa, what just happened? And you're getting a download, or your ears are ringing, you know, and they're actually downloading information, and it's going directly into your subconscious, and it comes out later when you need it.
So they had to have been downloading memes for Kate.
Memes. They're like, we can't wait for your folder. We're just going to take them now.
Exactly. Probably. Yeah, but it was interesting, because I told a lot of speakers, I said, as soon as you stand on stage, there's a different energy up there, and it's almost like your higher self steps in, and it's an adjustment, and everybody goes through it, and they stand and say, whoa, and all of a sudden they hook up, and everybody gave the most awesome presentations. It was almost totally divinely orchestrated from another level.
Seriously.
Yeah, there were great presentations at Ascendi. Every single one I sat in, I was like, man. You know?
I know. Kate was going, I don't want to follow this guy, or this guy. And I was going, you're going to do great. You're going to do great. And she did. She knocked it out of the park.
Totally.
And you know, every presentation, you know, there's some presentation you go to and you go, oh, I heard this. It's the same old story. Yeah. And you don't go to, you know, you skip it. But God, everybody knocked it out of the park. Everybody was great. And Michal Ledwith, oh my God, what he talked about the real teachings of Jesus and the real path of Jesus and Mary and the divine feminine and all that. It was just like, talk about an eye-opener.
Yeah.
So interesting.
That was amazing. But everybody, you know, but I think the best were your names. I laughed so hard.
I am so relieved that you like it. I'm like, I had no idea what I was going to talk about, and somehow that just came to me, and I'm like, this is so goofy, but
I just like felt compelled. Yeah, I felt compelled.
Especially ours was getting really, it was going to get really dark. So yeah. I felt like it was a good contrast of, like, you know, making people laugh. And then,
you know, and Laura, yeah, too. Laura just really covered,
yeah,
how to deal with the dark side.
Oh, yeah, Laura.
Yeah. And how to cross loved ones over and all. I think it was great because that needed to be addressed.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired of addressing that all the time and giving a bounce message. And everybody else brought it out and said, hey, on your shadow, there's a shadow side, there's shadow beings, and yeah, this is how you deal with them. And I love the one where you're talking about animals.
Can
be possessed.
Yeah, our presentation was on possession that we did. And, yeah, we talked a lot about spirit and animal possession, which a lot of people don't know about. And there's a lot of evidence from different civilizations about. So yeah, it was pretty...
I've seen the higher beings will come through. Like a lot of times a Native American will shapeshift, or an elder will show up in an animal or come into an animal, and they'll walk right up to you.
Sure.
Wow.
And you know, on that, I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah,
know, where foxes or coyotes or,
you have really,
yeah, will come right into the camp, and they just don't care, you know. They,
yeah, they know.
They
yeah.
So anyway, so it's, we're getting from the producer saying time to wrap it up. So let's, what's the best way of connecting with everybody, you know, here on the show? We can go, we have the, your show.
Well, we have Edge of Wonder on YouTube, and we also have edgeofwonder.tv where that's like our hard hitting content is on there. The stuff we can't publish on YouTube because don't want to get banned from YouTube. And that's really how to connect with us. Am I forgetting anything?
No, I think definitely check us out there.
If you haven't already.
Yeah, if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm. What's your website? What's the best way for people to contact you?
The best way is on my website. It's rachelsmusic.com, RACHELSMUSIC. And all my songs are there, my single Lightly Off that I sang here at ESETI and all of that. And, of course, I'm on Twitter and all of those fun things. And YouTube.
And just, Spotify.
Yeah, iTunes. You can download on iTunes or add the song to your playlist, all of that good stuff.
And that song's been in my head for like 3 days now.
That's awesome.
Mark down the road, like, it's like I could just totally hear it playing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good.
It's, it was good. Song. It was beautiful.
Great. I got the chart updates, but the my phone isn't delivering emails, so I have to see where I am on the charts when I get home.
That's cool. Yeah, but you're way up.
Yeah. So I have my YouTube channel is called The Kate Awakening, and subscribe there. And then I'm also just super active on Twitter. If you are on Twitter, follow me, Kate_Awakening.
All right. Journey to Truth.
Yeah. Journey to Truth podcast on YouTube. That's our primary source for the video podcast, but iTunes, Spotify, any audio podcast platform, we're on it by now, I'm pretty sure. And we're also going to, I want to plug really quick, Camp Disclosure, James, which you're going to be at as well at the end of August. And August 27th through the 31st, unfortunately, it's sold out for the physical tickets, but the live stream tickets are still available, I think, for only $44 a piece. And I believe Robert's going to play a little promo trailer for it at the end of this. But if you feel compelled, grab a live stream ticket because it's going to be another amazing experience. Just like he said, it's going to have its own feel, but I really do, just by the people that are going, I know it's going to be magical. So make sure you guys definitely grab the live stream ticket if you don't want to miss it. And I think that's it. I don't know where else.
Now, Tyler's going to grab his tool belt and come up and help me with some framing. Maybe he can get an extra tool belt for Aaron, and we got a few others coming up. So
I'd love to.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be great.
Yeah, put me to work. No, I'll gladly go work at ESETI any day.
Yeah.
All right, we're at the end of the hour anyway. This is James Gillen, your host, signing off from Azure Witch Talk Radio on ESETI Stargate. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and all will be well. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
That's a wrap.
Awesome.
Yay. Way to go, you guys. That was fantastic.
Great show.
Right. Hey, Robert, what number was this?
100.
This is show 100. Oh. This is it. Well, you know, James had been doing BBS for a long time before I ever showed up on the scene. But when BBS Radio succumbed to those fires in Paradise, that's when we got real serious on YouTube, and we started premiering every Saturday night. in place of VBS, and then when they came back on, we started simulcasting. And so this is show 100 that I've helped James produce, and it's an honor to do so. And I love working with, oh man, I'm gonna get a tear here, working with each and every one of you. You all are fantastic, and I love each and every one of you.
Thanks for having
me. Yeah, likewise, man. Likewise.
Sayonara.
Later, guys. We miss you.
Have a good one.
You guys too. Bye. See you guys.